The Secretary General of the party wrote a letter to both the Speaker of the National Assembly and also to the President of the Senate, recalling 17 members of the National Assembly, as well as 4 senators. And the recall is in terms of Section 129.1K of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, which briefly states that a member of parliament who is elected into parliament on the ticket of a particular political party will automatically lose their seat if they cease being a member of that party.
Mr. Mafume, your response.
Yes, I think clearly this is not the first time that Gotu and his colleagues have written a letter to the speaker. So this matter has already been ruled over by the speaker. They have written actually on the 8th of May, and they wrote again on the 8th of August or October last year to ask for the expulsion of members of parliament. They clearly are failing to understand the provisions of the law. There has not been any procedures that has expelled these members of parliament from the MDCT. In fact, their leader is the one that was expelled from the MDCT. So there is an attempt to mimic or to copy ZANU-PF in doing illegal things, which is a clumsy attempt and is an unconstitutional attempt.
Mr. Gotu, is it true that you don't have any legal leg to stand on?
I'm actually bamboozled, coming from Mafume, that this is a floor-closing provision. Last time I checked, I understand he's supposed to be a lawyer. If he really familiarizes himself with the provisions of Section 129, subsection 1, subparagraph K, that are very clear and unambiguous. They say that if a member of parliament ceases to be or to belong to the political party under whose ticket he or she was voted into parliament, he or she automatically loses that position of being a parliamentarian.
You cannot just wake up and say, because you believe in a certain position and a certain leader, therefore these other people no longer belong to that political party, or technically they have called themselves gematokes, therefore they are a different political party. No, that cannot be the law, and that is not the law of the land. So we are very clear that this process that has been initiated is the similar process of writing letters. And the other irony is that the opposition parties have said they will not participate in by-elections. Now, if you write a letter, it means there will be by-elections in 90 days. And are they willing to donate those seats to ZANU-PF?
Mr. Gotu, there is this question posed by Mr. Mafume on the by-elections. He's saying that you have indicated that you are not going to participate in those by-elections. You are calling for the recall of these parliamentarians. What happens if they are recalled?
A blessing. That is a very clear position. We are just proceeding by way of a Congress resolution.